Let's look at this problem. Is it possible to have a scattering similar to Compton scattering from a proton in hydrogen gas, molecular hydrogen? What would be the Compton wavelength for a proton? What energy photon would have this wavelength? Well, there are several questions here that we want to answer. The first question, is it possible to have Compton scattering from a proton in hydrogen gas? There's no reason why you can't have Compton scattering from a proton, just like you have Compton scattering from electrons. So the answer to that is yes. So let's go ahead and calculate what that would be. So, we know what the Compton wavelength for electron is. It's lambda, and we put the C here for Compton, subscript C, is equal to H, Planck's constant, over the mass of the electron times the speed of light. This occurs so often in these kinds of experiments, that's why we actually give it a separate name, call it the Compton wavelength. Okay, now if we just write this same equation down, but instead of having the mass of the electron, we put in the mass of the proton, then we have the so-called Compton wavelength for a proton. So let's go ahead and calculate what that would be. Okay, what I've done is multiply the numerator and the denominator by C, because now I have mc squared here for the proton, and I can just go look that up in the front of the book. It's 938.27 MeV. Hc is a constant that occurs so often that it's probably one that you want to write down, and I write it down as 1240 electron volts times a nanometer. Well, I have an electron volt here and a MeV here, so I need to worry about that. I need to take account of the difference. But I just went ahead and put this in my calculator, and I got for the result 1.3216 times 10 to the minus 6 nanometers. And note that I don't really know it that well, the five significant figures, but because of the WebAssign, I tend to keep many significant figures. Well, a nanometer is 10 to the minus 9 meters, so if I change this to meters, I'd get 10 to the minus 15 meters. And since 10 to the minus 15 meters is a femtometer, or a Fermi, sometimes it's called, then I can just write this down as 1.3216 Fermi. So that is the Compton wavelength for a proton. Now the next question, what energy photon would have this wavelength? Well, that's fairly straightforward. We know that this is a nice way to write down what the energy of a photon is in terms of the wavelength. And this is equal, of course, to h nu, but then you can write the frequency in terms of c over lambda. So if I write this hc over lambda c, notice that if we go up here and look at this equation and we write, let's see, we want to take hc over lambda. If I look at this equation here and take hc over lambda, put the mpc squared over here, we find that hc over lambda c for a proton is simply equal to mpc squared, which is just the energy of a proton, or the mass energy of a proton. So the energy of a photon, to give you the Compton wavelength for a proton, is just the mass energy of a proton. Now, you might think this is fairly, very difficult, and it is fairly difficult to have a photon of this high of energy, almost a GeV, but it turns out in accelerators around the country, this certainly occurs. I worked at an accelerator at Brookhaven National Laboratory. In fact, it's a synchrotron light source, in which what we did is we used a laser to backscatter into the two GeV electrons, and we had photons of energy, you know, several hundred MeV, not quite 938 MeV, but certainly 200 or 300 MeV. And it's possible with high energy accelerators that you can actually get photons with this much energy.